Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
How much analysis can you have from one game?
But just, we'll find out at 3 o'clock, right?
With love and respect.
We'll see if we can do it. I don't know.
There are valid storylines. Like the Jared Allen thing is a valid part of that. But it's like, hey, how much can we glean from one game? I'm not trying to be one of 82 guys. I'm not trying to do that. Is it because it was on national television?
National television. Jimmy Fallon's watching.
Chalamet there? I know people get pissed losing in front of Chalamet.
I didn't see Chalamet. I think I saw every other New York rep, but I didn't see Chalamet. So that is going to be the fight that we're going to have, is that it's going to be an ongoing battle all season long to see how much people care and how much they don't care. So I'll take the idea that at least they cared last night. Even if it was overreaction, I like that they cared.
You should always care. We're just having fun.
But that's the idea, though, is that it's like...
Let's all be good time Charlies with this Cavs team early.
I think a lot of people thought that we wouldn't even be able to get a rage or any sort of real emotion off of any of these regular season games or anything until the postseason. And the fact that people were showing emotion, the fact that people were really trying to get nitty-gritty in the box score, I was kind of impressed.
I don't mind if Cavs fans do it when media in this town does it. Feels a little bit forced. Now, what is not forced is what is clearly the biggest story in sports today, which is the development that happened right around when the Morning Boys were on today, that Terry Rozier, Cleveland's own, Chauncey Billups, the Trailblazers head coach, and former Cavs coach Damon Jones were arrested for ties to separate gambling issues. Now, the Rozier thing goes all the way back to allegations that he took himself out of a game that was predetermined he would do that so that people betting his unders would be able to hit their prop bets on that night. That goes all the way back to 2023. He had thought to have been cleared, but apparently now the FBI feels like they're roping him into this other thing, which the Jontay Porter thing was nothing but bets, which is way too clever for the FBI, but I was pretty proud to be an American when I saw that one. And then with Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones, they were arrested for a separate thing where basically ties to illegal rigged gambling games run by the mafia, and they were kind of the faces of the enterprise to entice other people to make them.
Okay, there's a couple different angles here. First off, when the FBI did their press conference, and yes, I listened to it, when you call them the Toronto Rangers,
yeah,
I do get to question your whole actual investigation to begin with anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, when you don't even do the press conference right and you can't even know the basketball team's name, I am going to be able to then nitpick and maybe poke at some of the facts that you're trying to lob out there when you can't even check off the easiest of boxes. Mm-hmm. Does that seem fair to you?
Yes.
Okay. Other thing I want to get into, I think the Terry Rozier stuff is actually serious. I think that's a worthwhile conversation. I think it's all worthwhile, but I think the Rozier stuff is what people need to be focused on. I feel like the Chauncey Billups stuff is one of the, from a gambler's perspective like myself and somebody that grew up doing all sorts of cash games at different people's houses and loving playing poker, but I grew up in the Phil Ivey, the Moneymaker World Series of Poker time. Like that was my childhood.
Pay that man his money.
Yeah,
era.
Like we all watch Mike McDermott and Worm and all those guys. Like that was
You're just saying words now.
He's one of my favorite, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Weasel, Jimmy Johns.
Those are the characters in Rounders.
Mikey P.
They're the characters in Rounders. I should have just said grandma and left it be. The point is,
Gladys.
from my, like, that side of me is enraged by what's happening with Chauncey Billups.
Uh-huh.
But the sports fan side of me doesn't really care at all what happened with Chauncey Billups, because that part doesn't really reflect the game in the slightest bit. Now, you might want to make the integrity clause and we can get down that road, but like, I'm going to lay it out for people. At first blush, I thought it was going to be about whether or not they took rakes in these games. Rakes is just simply the money that you take in any sort of poker game. And yes, it's illegal to do. That's Molly's game. The basis of Molly's game in that movie is her taking rakes and then not paying the government based off of her taking rakes in those games. This is different, Nick. Why the look?
No, you're just saying a lot of words, and I was doing the fake eyes glazing over, because you're doing a great job. It's not you. It's me, dum-dum. Me trying to follow. But continue. You're doing a good job.
Okay. The difference here is that Chauncey's going into these games and is being paid money, while these the people in charge of this are setting up different ways to basically steal the information to rig the games in their favor.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this becomes, from a gambler's perspective, one of the biggest wrongdoings you can possibly find. And I reserve this type of play, where you're putting cameras in the poker chips in order to see what people are using as far as hands, and Chauncey was aware of it. I think it's the biggest scumbag move you could ever pull off. Like, there's a special place in bad parts of society where they look at this and they frown upon it. Okay, so I think Chauncey Billups is very wrong for this, but it's got nothing to do with the NBA in my mind. This is just him. This is him gambling and being connected with mobsters, which isn't great. But this is not betting on games. What Terry Rozier did actually attacks the fabric of the game. What Terry Rozier is alleged of doing, that's where you actually get to have a gripe of being mad about.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. So the Chauncey thing, I think Chauncey could see some serious time out of this. Like, if they can prove that he knew that they were rigging games, and he was, I think they called face cards. Which,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Just basically, you're the attractive fish to get other people to swim over and play in these games. I think that could be some very serious, serious time for Chauncey and former Cavs legend, Damon Jones as well.
Oh, Damon's accused of doing both things, by the way. Like, he caught up in being involved in these, like Chauncey, and then also having the Terry Rozier side of things. Like he's in it worse than anybody.
But when it comes to, I think when it comes to this story in general, I'm going to take a big picture role first. I am a little tired of people clutching their pearls and running to the hills every time these stories happen. Because the reality is, one, the illegal games have been going on since well before gambling was legal in America. And two, like, the cat's out of the barn, or the hay's out of the barn. I'll get my damn analogies right. The hay's out of the barn. Like, this is a part of the world we live in. And I think there's this idea from fans that every time there's this huge reaction, that the league's going to see this and go, well, nope, I guess we got to give back the gambling money. And it's like, no, that's not going to happen. The question is, how can leagues take control of this, or how can gambling companies take control of this and do things, because you're spot on about the Rozier thing, and basically help to avoid situations that put players in endangering the fabric of the sport, great way to describe it, for like $13,000 profit.
Yeah, and so like Adam Silver was on McAfee's show on Tuesday, and Adam Silver on Tuesday had made the claim that they've talked to the league partners, the gambling companies that are in bed with the NBA, and they're going to try to limit the action on essentially like two-way players. Like no prop bets for two-way players, no prop bets for people that don't make a lot of money. It's like, well, wait a second. That's a great idea in theory, but the guy we're talking about in Terry Rozier signed a $100 million deal.
Yeah.
Like the guy we're talking about is...
And it was third NBA contract, by the way.
Yeah, he's made $125 million in his life. Like it's great that you want to really put a hold on the two-way players, because I think that there's a gap there that the NBA, MLB, NFL have to address. The guys that are making $900,000 that might think it's worth to go ahead and make $50,000 to help out a buddy here or there. Like that exists. You need to fill those cracks. But when Terry Rozier and guys like that are set up to make and have already made those type of paydays, when they're doing it for that type of money, then yeah, you have an issue.
I am very sympathetic to things that might make you succumb to organized betting or rigging things. I try to find the human element of this. Like when we've talked about the Class A and Ortiz thing, there have been instances mm-hmm. where players have basically been blackmailed for family members back home and endanger their family members if they don't capitulate. That I can find the humanity in that. If you were worth or have made $160 million in your career, and you're out there losing or trying to benefit $13,000 a pop from this kind of stuff, I'm just throwing out a number. Like you're not gambling for what you actually make every year. To me, we've reached the point where this is now an IQ test, where I'm starting to have zero sympathy for players because we're now many years into gambling. And at some point, if you can't rationalize, well, my $160 million career earnings isn't worth a $15,000 profit mm-hmm. in jail time, at some point, I just have to say, that's on you.
Yeah, it just doesn't make enough sense. Now, what the NBA's reaction to this and what league's reaction to this is going to be interesting because, back in the day, your dad, Nick, my dad, if they wanted to go gamble with buddies, you called up whoever your person that took it was, wherever you found that person, you weren't betting on prop bets. That wasn't a thing. You couldn't call up and be like, hey, I think Willie Mays is going to have 2+ hits tonight. That's not how people ever bet. But now with this is how people bet. They do the prop bets. They go into the prop bet territory, and it's just different. And these are the things that the leagues didn't account for, and they probably should have.
How concerning is the latest gambling scandal coming from the world of sports? I believe the FBI did comment that it's not just going to be limited solely just to the NBA, so that will add a whole nother layer here. But we do have quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We've got our guy Pete Futek coming up at 4:20 today. We'll talk about Ohio State and will they lose again? Well, they lose again. They haven't lost yet. Will they lose in the regular season? Is there any credible threat out there? Danny Cannell, CBS Sports. We'll talk to him as well at 6. Cash, love it.
Hate it.
At 6:30 as well. And he'll give us his picks for this week as well. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. How concerning is the latest gambling scandal in the NBA? And another perspective on opportunities for Shedeur Sanders in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.